Hello, this is Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap for Saturday, September 6, 2025. We begin with a new strategic alliance in the insurance sector that will significantly influence market landscape. NM Insurance, originally known as Nautilus Marine Insurance Agency, has secured a five-year agreement with Zurich, a capacity provider. This agreement comes two decades after NM entered the insurance scene, and it will reinforce the company's standing, boosting broker confidence and ensuring business stability. The deal is poised to cement NM Insurance's commitment to delivering niche products and expanding its service reach. This new partnership will no doubt bring about substantial growth and promising developments. In the digital space, CFC Underwriting Limited is presenting a golden opportunity for anyone eager to fortify their knowledge of the cyber world. Their Cyber Masterclass, a free on-demand video series, is tailored to help brokers comprehend cyber insurance's intricate workings. By fostering expertise on cybercrime, claim processes, and coverage options, CFC is setting a new standard for industry education. With this initiative, brokers can stay one step ahead of cyber threats and continue to deliver exceptional service. This free series is open for registration, and CFC assures future expansions with more specialized tracks. Shifting gears, we look at review processes hitting the public sector. New South Wales is reevaluating its compulsory third-party insurance and lifetime care schemes. Initiated by the state's Upper House Standing Committee on Law and Justice, this review aspires to scrutinize these essential systems that impact vehicle owners and individuals with severe road accident injuries. The committee invites stakeholders, industry professionals, and community members to give their feedback by October 10th. Their input will contribute to the evolution of these vital services, ensuring they continually adapt to meet public needs. Our last news item centers around a critical ruling by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. They recently upheld Allianz's decision to increase homeowners' flood cover premiums, rejecting an $18,000 refund claim from a homeowner whose property fell into the extreme flood risk category. This incident serves as a timely reminder for consumers to diligently monitor their policy details and for insurers to potentially enhance their notification systems to prevent similar issues in the future. And that covers our roundup of the most recent industry news. Stay vigilant and informed with Financial Services Online. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off until next week. Remember, you can find more news and service details on our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. And as always, we appreciate your time with us today. Stay safe and have a wonderful week ahead.